Today we continue our five-week series on the Lord's Prayer, and we're in part two this week. I did want to mention a book that has been informing my imagination about the Lord's Prayer, and if this is a book that might encourage you or might be good for your spiritual journey, it's by Daryl Johnson. And Daryl Johnson was a prof at Regent Seminary out in Vancouver, but a few years ago became the senior minister at First Baptist Church, Vancouver. And he wrote this book on the Lord's Prayer called 57 Words That Change the World, A Journey Through the Lord's Prayer. So that might be an interesting resource for you as you continue to get to know the Lord's Prayer anew, as I've been encouraging us to do in the past week or so. Fall in love with this prayer. May it become a prayer that you cannot live without. A prayer that forms you, forms your prayer life, but forms the way you actually live in the world. And it's interesting that Jesus put this prayer smack dab in the middle of the Sermon on the Mount, the Matthew Gospel Sermon on the Mount. And so it's like Jesus was saying, here's how to live the Jesus way, but before you figure out how to live the Jesus way, you need to be in relationship with God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And so that's why we're trying to fall in love anew with the Lord's Prayer. We talk of this life of Jesus. We talk of following God. We talk of following Jesus for the good of the world. But how can we do that unless we're in a prayerful relationship with our living God? Last week, we reflected on the opening address in the first petition, where Jesus says to his disciples, here's how you ought to pray, Our Father. And we talked about this being, right from the get-go, a we movement, not a me movement. Our Father. This is us as the community of faith praying to the community of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The next phrase is where God dwells, who art in heaven. And we said that that wasn't just this little piece of the chunk of heaven, but the bigger translation of that phrase was the God who is above all the skies. Hallowed be thy name was the first petition. We as the community of God praying that God's who he isness, God's who God isness would be known not only to us, but in all the cosmos, to all the people who live in the world. And so this week, we reflect on two more petitions. Thy kingdom come. And I don't know what jumps into your mind image-wise when you think about kingdom, but we live in an era where kingdom isn't so much in our psyche. And even in the Message translation that we heard, Eugene Peterson's translation of the Bible, he doesn't even come up with a word for kingdom. In that rephrasing of the petition, he says and writes, set the world right. And so, I don't know what works for you in kingdom, but what's been working for me over the past two or three years is the word dream. And I got this from Brian McLaren's book called The Secret Message of Jesus. And he has a chapter where he talks about several different images of the kingdom. He says, maybe instead of the kingdom of God, you might call it the revolution of God. Or instead of that, you might call it the commonwealth of God. Or you might call it the reign of God. But the image that has worked for me best lately is the dream of God. May God's dream come. May God's will be done as it is in heaven. And so I want you to pause and think, well, if kingdom works for you, that's great. I'm not asking you to replace God's kingdom. But when you think about God's kingdom, or when you think about God's dream, and you think about the God story that we've been a part of for the past 35 weeks or so, what do you think are examples of God's dream for the world? What is it about God's dream that God wants to bring to earth as it is in heaven? What are some of the words that maybe jump into your mind when you think about God's dream or God's kingdom coming from heaven and showing up on earth? What might be a word or phrase? I'm not going to tally for that right now, But maybe some of the words are blessing. You think about the God story and how from the beginning Abraham was called to lead a people who would become a blessing for all the earth. I think about restoration, God talking about making all things new after the fall. So maybe restoration is what God's dream looks like for the world. I think about healing. In the God story, we read stories from the Old Testament right through to the New Testament about God healing people, God raising the widow's son from the dead through the prayers of Elijah. Or in the New Testament, we read lots of healing stories. So maybe it's about healing. Maybe it's about freedom, being freed from a way of death, emancipated into a way of life. So as you think about the God story, what does it mean for God's dream to be here on earth as it is in heaven? I want you to start percolating about that. As we look at the fourth petition, it's similar, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." So may God's kingdom come, may God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And I think God's will goes hand in hand with God's kingdom. And so when we think about God's will, that's the million-dollar question for Christians sometimes. Well, what's God's will for your life, young man? Have you ever heard that growing up? What do you think God's will is in this? And then people start talking about opening doors and closing doors. Have you ever heard that image? Well, all the doors open for me. And I just felt like that was God's will. I'm not a big door will guy, but I don't know how you imagine God's will. But I want us to try to expand our horizons and imagination this morning, thinking more than just opening and closing doors. God's will being done here on earth as it is in heaven. What's God doing in heaven? I think God's living in community. God's doing creative works in heaven. God's living in a place where we read in the book of Revelation, there's no more sorrow. John has this vision of a new heaven and new earth, and he writes, "God will wipe every tear from their eye. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order has passed away." There's something about creativity and community and new order that's happening in heaven. And Jesus is saying that we ought to pray in a way that brings that creativity, community, and order to earth as it is in heaven. I'm going to read a quote from a book that has impressed me about this image over the past couple of years by a Baptist minister in First Baptist Church, Richmond, Virginia, Jim Somerville. And he wrote this book where he's talking about how the church is kind of not what it used to be 50 years ago. But he says we still have something to do as the Church of Jesus Christ. And he says, "This is what I think the Church of Jesus Christ ought to be doing, bringing heaven to earth. And the more I think about it, the more I think the Lord's Prayer is a perfect reminder. Can you see how bringing heaven to earth is completely different than propping up the institutional church? I don't think it's easier, not at all. Without God's help, it would be impossible. But it is so much more liberating. When the members of First Baptist Church Richmond ask me how to do it, I say, just look around for anything that doesn't look like heaven, and then roll up your sleeves and go to work. Just look around. Look around the landscape of your lives for anything that doesn't look like heaven. Roll up your sleeves and go to work." He writes, "As a result, church begins to happen everywhere, all the time, not only in our building at 11 a.m. on Sunday morning. In fact, I've said to my congregation, let's stop counting how many people happen to be in church on Sunday mornings and instead start counting how many times church happens between one Sunday and the next." An interesting way to approach the metrics of church. And when Reverend Somerville prays the Lord's Prayer in his church, the fourth petition sounds like this: "Thy will be done in Richmond as it is in heaven." I thought, that's a really earthy way to reshape that prayer. And so for us, even as a community of faith today, we might pray, Lord, may your will be done in Edmonton as it is in heaven. May your will be done in Edmonton as it is in heaven. As we look ahead to the weeks and months that lay ahead for us as we carry the Lord's Prayer with us, I want you to pause and try to imagine those places that you'll end up with in this week. Because of work, or because of school, or because of recreational activities, imagine one place that you're pretty sure you're going to end up at this week. I'm going to give you 15 seconds to do that.